Say, isn't that the noon whistle?
Yes, that's it, all right. Well, if you're going to that Senator Bunn luncheon, you better get started.
Oh, I got to wait till Eb gets back. I'm shunning him anyhow. Send him out and he never comes back. Say, listen here, Hector. Now, I want to be all ready to leave the minute he gets here. I got to change a bit. Now, I reckon you know where everything in the store is in case the customer comes in, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I know where everything
is. That's fine. And listen, if the phone rings, just write down the order and just happened to think of it, too. One of Mrs. Snyder's pigs is lost. She phoned us and wants us to ask anybody that comes in if they've seen him. Ev went down what the pig looks like, and it's on that piece of paper there.
You mean this piece of paper here?
Yes, that's the one. Doesn't it say what the pig looked like?
It says it's tall and fair with light hair and big blue eyes.
Huh? What?
It says the pig is tall and fair with light hair and has big blue eyes.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Let's see that piece of paper.
Well, that's what it says, all right. Read it yourself.
Well, I'll be switched. I can't figure out what this means and this. Oh, wait, I know what this is. Professor Thistlewaite is going to make the main speech about Senator Bunn. And he was in here asking me and Eb what he looked like when he was a boy. You see, he didn't know him. He wasn't here then. And I guess he must have written it down and then forgot to take it.
Well, say he'll be needing those notes. You ought to take them over to him.
Yes, I'll do that. That's a good idea. He'll probably miss him. But what gets me is you. What the kill? Oh, here it is. Here's the paper about the pig. It's say, you, where in the Goshen, where in perdition you been?
I've been looking for Hector.
Looking for Hector?
Yes.
Hector's been here for the past hour. Don't you know it's past 12 o'clock? We got to get started to that. Say, what you doing now?
I'm looking for a screwdriver.
Never mind the screwdriver. What you want a screwdriver for anyway?
Well, I met Mrs. Pinkley, and that little old cuckoo clock we sold her don't work. She gave me it back and told me to fix it.
Well,
where's that dad?
Oh, let the clock go in. Fix it when we get back. Come on now.
Yes, but wait. I got the clock here in my pocket.
Never mind. Come on.
Say, wait. Don't you want these notes to give to Professor Thistlewaite?
Oh, yes. Fetch that piece of paper there. And come on, land shakes. We'll be late for that lunch.
Well, I am coming in. I keep your dad darn shirt
on. Will this table be satisfactory?
Well, ain't you got a table closer up to what's going on? You see, my partner here is mighty hard of hearing.
But as you see, the other tables are all full.
How's that?
I say full.
Say, just a second here. Who's a fool?
No. Not fool. Fool.
Can't shine it, Deb. Don't go getting persnickety now. Sit down.
Well, I ain't going to let nobody call me a fool. Besides, I don't like this feller's looks no how.
Well, sit down at 10. Now,
well,
go on.
I am sitting, ain't I?
Yeah. Let's see here. What you got these here, mister? The lunch is free, ain't it?
Yes, sir. And we serve the same lunch that we served last Wednesday.
No, sir. I ain't going to eat no lunch you served last Wednesday.
Oh,
no. Nor me neither. No, sir. You don't get us to eat your leftovers.
Oh, but the lunch...
That'll do. No use arguing about it. You just bring us something that's fresh.
Yes, sir. Here is the menu.
What? Well, the John Brown.
What's it say, Sam?
Says horse doovers. Look at here, young fella. If you think we're going to eat horse meat, you're crazy.
But it is not horse.
Well, it just certainly is. That's what it says right here. Horse doovers.
Oh, shut. He's just trying to make fools out of us, Sam.
No. Now, please.
Now, just never mind. I reckon I know what's printed here in front of me, right plain as a nose in my face. We don't want no horse meat.
Well, then, how about some nice... soup.
Yes, I like soup all right. But just see that it's got
what
no...
What kind of soup is it, Deb?
Oh, it says here, consumed. It's consumed soup.
Who consumed it?
Oh, but that...
Now, hold on. You might just as well get this straight, young fella. We don't want no consumed soup or no other leftovers. If you can't bring us some...
But the soup...
That's enough.
The soup?
That's enough about the soup.
don't want to hear no more about it.
Yes, but the soup.
What's that feller eating over there?
That is not pudding.
How's that?
It is not pudding.
Well, if it's not pudding, what is it?
But it is pudding.
What kind is it? That's what I want to know. What kind of pudding?
I have told you, it is not pudding.
Shucks. Come on, Zeb, let's bust this feller in the nose.
Yes, sir. We've stood just about enough of your dad darn smart alecking, young feller. If you know what's good for you,
sir,
you'll just...
What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Winterbottom?
Hello, Professor Thistleway. Why, this dad darn waiter's trying to be smart with us.
No. The gentleman asked me...
Yes, and if he tries it once more, we're going to knock him for a loop.
Yes, try to get something to eat around his consarned place, and all they do is palm off leftovers on
him. I'm sure the waiter meant no offense. Waiter, bring Mr. Winterbottom and Mr. Peters to lunch.
Yes.
In there.
And furthermore, none of your dad darn tricks.
No, sir.
There's Judge Ellis calling the meeting to order. They'll be wanting me at the speaker's table.
Yes, we'll be seeing you, Professor.
Fellow citizens, we are gathered here today to honor the return of a Corn Center boy. One of the companions of our youth, who left Corn Center as a lad of 18, and since then has risen to heights attained by few men. I refer to Sidney Bond. We are glad and proud to have Senator Bond with us today, and I am turning this meeting over to Professor Thistlethwaite, who will introduce our honored guest.
Gentlemen, I am a newcomer to Corn Center, but although I have lived here less than a year, I have learned of the tremendous part which the Bunn family played in our local history. Let me say a few words about James Bunn, our distinguished guest's father. In 1888, there packed into this valley a man who was to make it its future home.
Yes, that's a fact, Professor. They was always packing him home.
Yes, me and Zeb packed him home a couple of times ourselves.
One of the streets of our town bears his name.
How's that, Professor?
Our town bears...
Why, Professor, we ain't got any town bears.
Will the meeting please come to order, gentlemen?
And with him, he brought his daughter and his son, Sidney. I've seen no portraits or photographs of Sidney Bond as a boy, but I found many people who knew him. And from that information, I have written a description of him.
Oh, say, yes, Professor, you left it at our store. Eb's got it right here with him. Eb, read what Professor Thistlethwaite wrote about how Sid Bunn looked.
If you just let me have it.
It says here he had a long snoot, one black eye, and black spots on his back.
Oh, I didn't see.
Only you couldn't see him for the mud.
Oh, you darn fool, Eb. That's the pig. The pig. That's the pig.
How's that?
Pig. Pig.
I'll say he was a pig.
Gentlemen, order, please.
As a boy, Sidney Bunn was a thorough student, fond of literature and poetry.
He certainly was fond of poultry, all right. He got run out of town for stealing chickens.
Damn, you
My friends, gentlemen, this is the most outrageous lie that a malicious tongue ever devised. From my cradle days, gentlemen, my life has been an open book with spotless, unsullied pages. A fair white rooster, which...
You're crazy. It wasn't a white rooster. It was two speckled hens.
Eb, you darn fool.
I demand that my accuser stand up and retract that vile insinuation.
Eb, stand up and do what... you darn fool, stop that.
It ain't me. It's that dad darn cuckoo cock I got in my pocket.
Well, stop it. Oh, throw out that lever. That'll stop it.
How's that?
Throw it out. Look out. There's the waiter. The waiter will shoot.
Shucks. We might as well took that soup in the first place. We got it anyhow.